boy has the same mannerisms and behavior that his father has? You'd say that he...
He's just like his father.
Okay. And, say if a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
spanking.
Okay. What would you say to an older child? Would you say you were going to spank him?
You're going to get a licking.
What would that be done with?
All depends on the parents. You mean like a strapping?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I haven't been around anybody who's been whipped in a long time.
Say if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say that she's...
brought them up.
Okay, or she has...
reared them.
Okay. And say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say Bob...
has grown 5 inches.
Or in 1 year he... what, 5 inches?
1 year he grew
okay.
5 inches.
And you'd say he came up so fast you could almost see him...
grow.
And if a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say that she's...
pregnant.
Okay. Do people used to use that word?
No. Not often.
Uh-huh. What would they say?
She's in the family way.
Mm-hmm. Any other expressions?
Expecting.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for would be a...
a midwife.
Okay. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married would be called a...
an illegitimate child or a bastard.
Okay. Any other terms for him?
There are some. One of them, well, but not around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were you thinking?
I was thinking of a woods colt. Isn't
uh-huh.
that an illegitimate child?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you hear that word?
In a book.
Uh-huh.
An expression in a book.
Mm-hmm. And your brother's son would be called your...
nephew.
And the child that's lost both parents would be a...
an orphan.
And a person appointed to look after the orphan
would be a guardian.
And say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, and say this town is full of my...
relatives.
Okay. Any other expression?
Relations, sometimes you say.
Mm-hmm.
Kin people.
Okay. And you'd say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
kin.
And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a...
a stranger.
Okay. What if he came from a different country?
A foreigner.
Okay. Would you ever use that word foreigner talking about someone from the United States?
I've heard it used.
How?
This is a humorous story. My aunt was speaking of somebody who came from... who was living in Natchez and...
mm-hmm.
a newcomer to Natchez asked if she were a native. She said, no, she's a foreigner. And the lady said, well, where did she come from? She said, Vicksburg. That's a true story.
Would people ever use the word foreigner talking about a northerner? Or
they might.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Would it be serious? Or?
No. No, it wouldn't be exactly serious.
Uh-huh. Just like calling them an outsider.
Yeah.
A woman who conducts school would be called a...
school teacher.
Okay. Any special name or old-fashioned name for a woman teacher?
The mistress. Sometimes it's called a mistress, school mistress.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that word when you were growing up?
No.
Mm-hmm. These are some names. The name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And do you remember a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines? What the name of that was?
No, I don't.
What about in the